Bill Vestin, Jr., chair of the Florida Feedstock Growers Association, discusses specific biofuel crops that citrus growers might consider for planting on vacant land or former citrus land.
Several oilseed crops grow very well in different parts of Florida, and we're capitalizing right now on camelina, which will grow well all over the state in fall and in wintertime. It's a non-Title I, non-food crop, so it's eligible for the Biomass Crop Assistance Program as a fuel crop. No irrigation, very little fertilizer, so we speak a lot about camelina, although some of the other Title I crops like canola and soy could be grown as well in those same windows of time. Now, in spring and summer, we're a big advocate of canaf. Canaf is a biomass crop, grows up about 15-20 foot tall from spring until the end of the summer, and when harvested and dried, it can be chipped exactly like hardwoods, and those wood chips are used to either make pellets or directly to be burned to create biomass power. So we really spend a lot of time with camelina and canaf, and within the Growers Association, we have the emerging ethanol facilities represented very well, working with farmers in the years to come to grow sorghum all over the state of Florida as well.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.